Welcome to Southeast Geeks, a Silicon Slopes East podcast devoted to what people are geeky about in Southeast Utah. On these podcasts, we interview locals, business owners, and individuals that like to spend time in Southeast Utah for one geeky reason or another. These episodes may be about individuals or companies doing high-tech things in the region, or entertaining activities that people are passionate about in Southeast Utah. Today we are talking with Jordan Leonard, Ethan Migliori, and Amanda Leonard, who are the creators of the Emory County Junior Entrepreneur Program. With this program, children will learn how to start their own business, set goals, make a plan, and execute that plan to become a successful entrepreneur. They will have the chance to sell their products at upcoming local community events. The Bright Ideas program is designed to introduce Emory County youth to entrepreneurship through the real-world experience of starting their own business. The goal is to give kids the opportunity to learn life skills needed to become successful adults. Children experience a new level of confidence and see new possibilities for their future as leaders, business owners, and assets to their community. Welcome, Ethan. Welcome, Jordan. And welcome, Amanda. Good to have you with us today.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
To get started, let's get to know each of you a little bit more. Perhaps each of you could share with us maybe two or three things that you are geeky about or that you're passionate about in Southeast Utah. Amanda, why don't we start with you first?
I am geeky about youth sports. I'm geeky about Emory County High School golf and baseball and everything outdoors that we have to go and do from the mountains to the desert.
Excellent. And you, Jordan?
I'm definitely geeky about the outdoors. I'm geeky about, you know, helping our community with opportunities, whether it's work related or relationship related. And then I'm really geeky about sports as well.
And Ethan?
I'm geeky about Jordan Leonard.
You want to elaborate on that?
I had to throw that one in there. I'm geeky probably about business in Emory County. I think we have a lot of great opportunities, which is why I love what we do with the Junior Entrepreneur. And of course, you can't be geeky and live in Emory County if you're not geeky about the outdoors. We just have amazing outdoor opportunities there. And lastly, I'm not very geeky, so those were probably my two things.
I saw you playing with the virtual reality. Is that a new passion?
It is now. But we got to get a battery for that other controller or something, because it was holding me up. It was holding me back.
Well, it's good to hear that you're geeky about things here in Southeast Utah. Let's talk a little bit more about the Emory County Junior Entrepreneur Program. This year you had a Shark Tank competition with the program. Is that correct?
Yes.
So how did the program all get started? And maybe one or multiple of you could elaborate for us a little bit on how long it's been going and how things went with the Shark Tank program this year.
Okay, so the program idea was born when Jordan was the Economic Development Director for Emory County. When you look at the population of Emory County, the vast majority grew up there. So the idea was, how do we give our youth opportunities when the power plants close or the coal mines are gone to stay in Emory County so that we don't just dry up? And that's when we started researching an idea of this junior entrepreneur program. And then with some research and Ethan's help, we developed a workbook and turned it into the program it is today. And that was 4 years ago. So we're in our fourth year. Very exciting to see the kids that have come out. I think the free pizza at the trainings helps, and the free t-shirt, and then the opportunity to sell at the Emory County Fair. What kid doesn't want to sell lemonade outside in front of their house and make a few pennies? So we kind of just took that idea and took it to a countywide scale and teach them the basics of actually how to run their own hands-on business, hoping that at a young age they start to look around and see what kind of needs they could fill in Emory County and start to develop solutions to those needs that they could turn into businesses to stay here or come back after they graduate.
Does anyone else have anything they'd like to add about the program, Ethan or Jordan?
You know, when we started it, the whole goal was to drive more entrepreneur ideas and thoughts, and starting at a younger age, because they're fearless. They, you know, as adults, we have a lot more risk when we go down a business venture. But kids, if we can teach them that they can be successful at a younger age, they learn to tolerate that risk as they get older. And so it's been an exciting road to watch them develop over the years. I bet we've done 60 plus kids every year. So times, I mean, we're in the hundreds of kids that we've reached out to and worked with. We bring in experts to help talk about subjects on marketing and presentations and business plans and finance and loans. We bring in someone from Castledale City that gives the kids a business license so they understand that there's some legal stuff involved with starting a business. And of course, you know, we're very grateful to Emory County and Castledale Cities for, in the beginning, being willing to work with the junior entrepreneurs to provide them free booth space at the fair so they could sell their widgets out there at minimal cost, you know, without having to incur a $100 booth fee. But they can have a taste of success of what it's like to be in business. So we've had a lot of partners involved in it that have been huge contributors for why this program has been successful.
And what about the Shark Tank competition this year? Jordan, you want to talk about that or someone else? Who's the brains behind the Shark Tank competition?
I don't know who the brain is. Probably Amanda's been the brain behind a lot of it. She's pretty modest and will probably never admit it, but she's the one who usually sparks the idea, and then we kind of run from it as we look at the different resources that we have. But she's been the brainchild behind it. But I, on the Shark Tank, I don't know. We just, every year we try to look for ways to improve it and create more opportunities for the youth to have a better experience with entrepreneurism. And so I'd probably default to Amanda as the brainchild behind at least the Shark Tank concept. And then I don't know, we've had a lot of conversations, haven't we, Amanda, on how to try to do it effectively for the youth.
Yeah, it's usually a pretty good collaboration that starts between Ethan and I. And then I always look to Jordan for his opinion because he's usually got a pretty good one of that's crazy or, hey, yeah, that's a good idea. So it's a team effort for sure. And like Ethan said, it takes multiple organizations' support to make it as successful as it is. But this year, like Ethan said, it was the new thing we brought in to try to encourage participation from new youth that haven't necessarily participated in the program, but also the older kids. And we did get some high school kids this year that we haven't had before that the Shark Tank attracted, which was one of the goals. But it's also just teasing them again with that success that gets them excited to continue looking into entrepreneur opportunities in Emory County. And we were very happy with how it turned out this year, the Shark Tank Challenge. We had 14 businesses come and present, and we had $1,750 originally planned as the prize money for the businesses who the sharks determined were the top three. At the beginning of the night, Jerry Gamber was there, and we were explaining the awards and how much and who, how many kids would be given money. And she threw so much more money at the program that night that everybody got at least $50 and then doubled all of the large winners. So we had $2,000 winners, two $500 winners, two $250 winners, and two $100 winners that walked away that night. And that money isn't cash. They're actually working with me to purchase supplies for their businesses. We already have had a good handful turn in their receipts to get reimbursed because they're getting ready for Peach Days. It was just really exciting. I had tears in my eyes at the end of the night at how awesome the sharks were, how supportive they were, how great the kids did. They all were dressed well. They were well prepared. It was pretty exciting for me.
Yeah, and just to add to that, so Jerry Gamber's with the Association of Governments in the eastern part of the state. So we definitely appreciate their support. And another thing to add really quick, I think it filled a need for kids during the summer. I think some of them get a little stagnant, so it's a good opportunity to have them continue to learn and have something to look forward to and work on during the summer. So I think it's a really cool summer program for the kids in between school and other summer activities.
So talking a little more about the Shark Tank program, who are some of your businesses, or at least some of the business ideas, and what did they do? I mean, and then in speaking about that in the past with the program, what are some of the businesses that have been in the past as well.
So this year we had businesses as diverse as you'd find in the community, everything from jewelry to food to other services. A young lady who did a dog care service. I mean, it just, the gamut goes across. Some metal works were done in there. So it's, you'd think that with kids you might be stuck with one or two ideas as they try to figure out what they're going to do and what their resources are. But I'm just amazed at how creative kids are in finding opportunities for business in every county and for the different age groups. You know, you think kids would just produce things for kids, but a lot of the kids produce products that are for adults, for families. So it's amazing, and they do a great job. Matter of fact, some of the junior entrepreneurs over the years are probably every bit as successful as some of our small businesses in Emory County, because people love to support the kids. They see it, they gravitate to it, they want to support it. And so we have a number of junior entrepreneurs now that have taken their original products, developed and refined them, and now they sell them in stores throughout Emory County. Amanda probably could speak more closely to some of them. I know about most of them, but she works with a lot of kids afterwards a little bit more closely than I do. Yeah, this year we had, Bravo, they did, and I'll never get it right, but essentially they do portraits, but they take a portrait and then they have this cool little way of animating it, and then they print them and stylize them and add different things to it they're just amazing. Sunshine Glass produces different glass jewelries. The young lady has learned how to melt and manipulate glass to make jewelry and wind chimes and little fairy garden stuff. It's amazing to watch. A number of them did different forms of jewelry that they make and or modify and sell. A couple did food stuff. That's every year we always have a few that do food, and food's a hit and miss because food's a tough one. We eat food all day long, so the ones that do a good job generally are fairly successful. I'm trying to think. I mentioned the young lady, Gracie's, with the dog care. I forget the young man with the metalworks. I forget the name of that business.
It's called Metal Bros. It's the Braun Brothers. They call it Metal Bros.
Yeah, and they saw sometime in the past where some little camp stoves that, anyways, the way that they're designed, by adding wood into it, they produce high volumes of heat, and so they've designed one that they sell that can be used for camping and backpacking, to where you can just use little sticks to generate quite a bit of heat in these little stoves. And what were some of the other ones, Amanda? I'm running out of...
We have one boy that does sliced ice, but
yes,
they tweaked it so they make the sliced ice syrups with fresh fruit, and they also put fresh fruit in the sliced ice. So their tagline is real fruit, less sugar, and they're actually delicious.
Yeah, extremely delicious.
And he was one of our $500 winners who already put the money towards a trailer that they're purchasing so that he can have his own little food trailer for his sliced ice business to go to multiple events with.
So I guess this is a kind of a two-part question, but I've always kind of felt as if Emory County's had a strong entrepreneur spirit. Do you feel as if this program helps in that, or do you feel as if the entrepreneurs are already there and this is just kind of a springboard that helps them out further?
You know what, that's a good question. I think it's partly both. There are those that are hidden entrepreneurs. They don't know that it's actually something cool that they love. So these, like Ethan mentioned earlier, it gives them an opportunity to, you know, to learn some of those skills and get better at it, and then want to be entrepreneurs. But also to there are a lot of entrepreneurial parents that push their kids into the program because they understand that it's a really good opportunity to make side income or potentially create a new business. So I think it's part both on that one.
So following up with that, as the three of you see it, what do you believe are some of the most greatest challenges, I guess, that Southeast Utah has, and maybe in particular Emory County has?
I would say to be very successful, because of where we live, they need to look at e-commerce. There's just not enough population to, depending on the type of business, really support anything wildly successful without branching online.
Anyone else want to add to that?
I would
support what Amanda said, that I think Emory County has been amazing at the career and tech programs, welding, machining, you know, those highly skilled career and technologies, we would call it on the educational side. However, I think we have lacked a lot on the IT technical piece, as Amanda said, that allowing technology to come in and embrace what we've done. And even though it's always existed, I mean, a classic example is if you look at coal mines 20, 30 years ago, as the long walls, and long walls are probably a little bit longer than that, but when the long walls came in, that technology alone killed more coal mine jobs than government regulation ever did. You know, just the long wall concept and the technology of that did it. So we're finding that if you're going to be successful as you move forward in this now more dominant digital age, you've got to have technology as part of your business if you're going to survive. And so if we can teach other robotics and coding and junior entrepreneur type stuff as these kids are growing up, I think those tech jobs, and you know, in support of what you're doing with Silicon Slopes and Eastern and the Coal Strike Force efforts, will support that, and it will be a good catalyst for us to bring more of those tech-based jobs into the area that think we lack right now to help us be have that diversification that we need.
Jordan, do you want to put a plug in for ROI? I just kind of thought about that as Ethan was talking.
Sure. So the Rural Online Initiative, we our goal is to help improve the overall income of our community, household by household. So if there's an opportunity to work online, sell online, freelance, any opportunity they can find to make money, we try to help that. So the Rural Online Initiative is a program through Utah State University, and we train people on how to work remotely. And then at the end of our one-month course, we help connect them with jobs. So with the Junior Entrepreneurship Program, I think it really gets the, how it links to us is it gets the kids entrepreneurial-minded and thinking about how to make money. And then as they get into high school, maybe we can have them take our class and then look to working online or having an e-commerce store.
I will add to those comments. One of my favorite things I noticed is that the families that participated in Shark Tank were serious business-minded youth and families, more so than just the kids that do the Junior Entrepreneur to just do the county fair. And they, several of them requested that we do another program specifically for e-commerce. So, okay, we've helped you create your business. Will you please do classes now to teach us how to get them online? So that is on the books for this fall or winter sometime, is to add a couple classes to the program showing these kids how to move online.
Looks like the geek is on the sneak. It's time to play Geeky or Game Over.
Well, we'd like to play a little game with you and break up the interview a little bit. This game we call Geeky or Game Over. And the way it works is I'll give you a phrase or a word or two, and then you tell me if you're geeky about it, if you really like it or enjoy it, and you'll tell me Game Over if you don't like it or you've never heard of it. You guys ready to get playing then?
Yes.
Okay, let's start with Ethan. Ethan, board games.
Risk. Is that a board game?
That is a board game. Are you geeky about it, or is it game over for you?
I've never lost.
Ooh. Ooh. So he
sounds
be,
like a challenge.
He might be geeky about that.
Okay. Let's go to you, Amanda. Biking.
I'm pretty geeky about biking, mostly because of where we live. There's some amazing trails.
Okay, Jordan, this is a tough one. Get your geek on. Star Trek.
Ooh, that's definitely a game over for me. Dang it. Not a huge Star Trek fan. I do like Star Wars, but I just had some bad experiences when I was a kid. I was forced to watch it, so definitely game over.
Let's go back to Ethan. Ethan, Game of Thrones.
Ooh, game over. I have not even seen a single episode. I can't even tell you a single character or what they look like. Aren't they? I think it's Vikings. Am I close?
Somewhat medieval.
Game over. I lost on that one.
I read some of the books, and honestly, they were too vulgar for me. So anyway, let's go back to you, Amanda. River rafting.
Game over. I'm terrified of water.
How about you, Jordan? River rafting.
If it's a gentle, no white water, then I'm definitely a geek. But if it's white water, game over. I don't want to float down the river with high waves, so I'm in between.
You realize that river rafting means whitewater, right?
Then I'm game over.
All right, Ethan, how about rock climbing?
I've done rappelling, and I've done ice climbing. I have not done any rock climbing. I've done everything but that one. So probably not game over, but definitely not geeky.
Amanda, how about Lord of the Rings?
I would say pretty geeky. My daughter's favorite character when she was younger, even though she'd never seen the show, was Gollum, and she talked about him all the time. So we're a pretty Lord of the Rings fan family.
Let's see how geeky she is. There is a company out there making a series now. Who is it? Lord of the Rings.
Ooh. I don't know, so I must not be a major geek.
I'll give you a hint, A to Z.
And they have a smile in their logo.
And you buy everything from them.
Amazon.
Yep, she's really geeky. Okay, Jordan, since I know you're geeky about this, this is why I'm giving it to you. Walking Dead.
Ooh, I haven't even seen any episodes on that. So I could be geeky. I think if I started watching it, I could be geeky. But I, you know what? To be honest, I've never seen an episode of Walking Dead.
All right, Ethan, how about you? Harry Potter.
Geeky. I've seen all the Harry Potters, read some of the books. I like most of them. I'm probably geeky there.
Amanda, how about you? Superhero movies.
Geeky.
Anyone in particular or series in particular?
Probably Spider-Man and Marvel. All the Marvels.
Thor and Captain America.
Yeah, she thinks Captain
America. My husband's here, so.
She thinks Captain America's cute.
I mean, they're not bad to look at.
A little bit of that eye candy, okay. Jordan, how about you? Card games.
Ooh, I think I'm pretty geeky on that. I think it's more of the people at the table than it is the card game, but I could definitely play social card games all day long. So, yeah, I'm definitely geeky.
And Ethan, boating and water skiing.
Oh, geeky. Major geeky. That's my love right there. So hot summers like this, and I say this jokingly, and I'm probably going to get someone mad when I say this, but if global warming means that summers are going to be this much warmer so I can boat all summer long for like 6 months instead of two, I'm all for it. So now that I've got myself in trouble for saying that, that tells you how much I love boating and water skiing.
Well, with global warming, we might have global drying out and you won't have any water.
Oh, good point. Okay, I take that all back. That's an excellent point. That is kind of true because right now we can't put any boats on any lakes because they're too low. So good point. Darn it, I got to take that all back.
You can wish for your cake and eat it too, right?
Yeah. Yeah, if wishes were fishes, huh?
Okay, Amanda, I know you're going to hate this one. Baseball.
Oh, so geeky. We do baseball probably 10 months out of the year with our little family. It's my favorite sport.
And do you like it professionally or just for kids and school age people?
I'll watch the World Series, but that's about it. 99% of my love for baseball is just watching my kids play.
When one of your kids is making millions, then you'll watch it major league style.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, Jordan, this is defining geekhood here. Dungeons and Dragons.
Ooh, Dungeons and Dragons. I don't even know where to go with that. Is that a show or a
Okay, you answered that. Okay. So I'll give you a little bit of input. We interviewed the new superintendent, Micah Salas, in Carbon County, and I asked her that same question. And she said, well, they said that they wanted to start an RPG club. And she's like, no, we can't do that. We can't have rocket-propelled grenades. And she's like, the kids are like, no, RPG, role-playing game. And she's like, what's that? And they're like, you know, D&D, Dungeons and Dragons. And she's like, what's that? Needless to say, I think they actually have a Dungeons and Dragons club in Carbon School District, so go figure. Wow. And they also have, I know now, because one of my friends is teaching Magic the Gathering as a class at Mont Harmon, so go figure. Wow, I think it's like game exploration, but basically they play Magic the Gathering. So anyway, anybody have anything else to add? Should we do one more for each of you, or should we continue on with the interview?
Yeah, let's go to the interview.
Okay, so... Going back then, talking with the Shark Tank competition a little bit, where does the funding come from for that and for the entrepreneur program as a whole?
We've had several pots of money that we've been able to access and other organizations that help support it. Utah State University has some entrepreneurial efforts that we've been able to access a little bit here and there. Emory County has helped contribute over the years.
Our local 4-H Extension office as part of USU has helped to support it also. And then this year, Jerry Gamber with the SEU ALG.
So can you see the program and competition growing throughout the region? And if so, what would that look like?
I'm actually working right now with the Career and Readiness Program for USU to try and take the program statewide through the Extension offices and the 4-H program coordinators. So we're hoping over the next year to actually see it spread into each county.
And is there a chance for advanced junior entrepreneurs or you know, that next level of entrepreneurs that maybe have gone through it before but, you know, want to get that extra leg up or really make a serious effort with a business?
So the kids who have already done the program, some of them have done it every year. We just open up to them. If you've done it in the past, come participate in the community events. That was really the big reason for starting Shark Tank this year is, okay, these kids, some of them already know what they're doing. What else can we do to help them grow or expand or think bigger, which I think it accomplished this year for sure. So that's just what we'll continue to do. If they've participated in the program, then they are welcome to participate in the booth opportunities that we have. And then just encourage participation in the Shark Tank where that expansion happens.
Do you envision anyone going on to the, is it ABC Shark Tank or whatever TV show that does a Shark Tank as a next step?
You know, some of them probably could. They were pretty impressive.
Yeah, it was amazing to see the presentations during the Shark Tank competition this year. Some of those kids, the maturity, the depth of their answers when they were asked was just amazing. I would have said some were college students, just they were that well prepared. It was very impressive.
But what are some of the things that the program has done in past years? I mean, we talked about the Shark Tank, but in some of the previous years of its existence, what are some of the things that have happened with that?
You know, one of my favorite things that the program does is not the free t-shirt that we offer, but the fact that we teach these kids how to create their own business logos and put it on their t-shirt for them to wear, because there's so many lessons taught just within that one aspect of the program. That's one of my favorites, because then, you know, you're at these community events with 20 junior entrepreneur booths who all look sharp. They've all now had experience in graphic design work, and I love watching them learn. I love watching the industry professionals come in, like Ethan, Ryan Murray, Andy Urbanek, Jordan. Our commissioners come in and take time with these kids and share their knowledge. So there's just a few key parts of the Junior Entrepreneur Program itself that are my favorite and that I think are why it works so well. And that's just one of them.
I want to clarify just real quick, because Amanda has mentioned twice now about the free t-shirt, but I want to make sure that the listeners understand what we do. The goal behind it is any student that comes through the program at one stage, they develop a logo for their business. And the free t-shirt is not necessarily free, because when they develop that logo, we have it printed on the t-shirt that we give to them for free, so that they can actually showcase their business on a t-shirt at the events so that people know who they are. So that's the purpose of the free t-shirt, is it's part of their business marketing.
So it's not going to be a t-shirt that says Emory County Junior Entrepreneurs and it's going to be used to paint their bedroom 3 years later, but it's actually a t-shirt they're going to use.
Yeah, with their logo on it, that they can showcase their business anywhere they want.
Jordan, anything to add?
No, they covered it. Thank you.
Well, that brings us to our last and final question, and it's a scale of 1 to 10 question, and I'll ask each of you, and then if you want to also answer for the Junior Entrepreneur Program as well. So let's start with you, Ethan. On a scale of 1 to 10, how geeky are you about boating?
10.
Okay, Amanda, for you, how geeky are you about baseball?
10.
And Jordan, how geeky are you about Dungeons and Dragons?
2.
There's some hope then. At least you know what it is now, right? And for each of you, how geeky is the Emory County Junior Entrepreneur Program?
10,
11, 12,
20.
Excellent. And thank you for having the time to come spend with us today. I appreciate you guys. Anything you want to share as any last remarks?
If anyone has any questions, please have them reach out to us. We're happy to share what we've done and how we've done it. We have material that we've created. I don't know if Amanda will give it for free, but you know, with a maybe a new baseball glove, she might be willing to. I don't know.
And that website is brightideaskids.weebly.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
Any parting words, Jordan or Amanda?
No, thanks for having us. And hopefully, yeah, reach out to us if you have any questions. We'd love to answer any questions you have.
For me, this has just been a good opportunity to look back over the 4 years that since the program started, and a chance maybe to thank everyone that has helped make it successful. So I think we've mentioned them already, but the Emory County Commissioners that have been in office since it started, which Ethan, I believe, was there the year we started it.
Maybe.
The Emory County Business Chamber is a solid partner that helps us with the financial part. All of the sponsors that we've had over years, Emory County 4-H Extension, USU, the Emory County Travel Bureau Office,
the local
Castle Dale City, the local ALG, Ryan Murray. Really, there's so many people that have made it successful that just make it worth doing, that make it fun to be a part of.
Well, thank you guys, and thanks for being here. And that will wrap up our podcast. Until next time, everyone, you've been listening to Southeast Geeks.